Welcome, my friends. This is the Generations Radio Broadcast. Kevin Swanson here, host of the program, but more importantly, a father of five, raising our children out here in the eastern plains of Colorado during a time where we are languishing in the area of faith, family, and freedom, but retaining it in certain corners, as in out here on the eastern edge of Elbert County, Colorado. Still a little faith, a little family, a little freedom enjoyed out here, and a lot of good news here in the press today. A lot of good news, Dave. Here is 28 out of 58 schools in Kansas City, Missouri, shutting their doors. What is that? Almost 40% of the schools in Kansas City, Missouri, shutting their doors. They're closing. This is what the board member, Arthur Benson, said. None of us like doing this, but it was necessary. It had to be done after a tense 5-4 vote that was interrupted several times by parents upset at the closing. Don't close our schools. Don't close our public schools. We need to keep these godless institutions open. We need to keep people in these institutions that are destroying faith in America. We gotta keep the government redistributing the wealth by funding education. We've got to get these schools open. Besides, they're doing such a good job. They're not doing a good job. Dave, education is failing in America, and I think, obviously, economics is failing, but so is education.
What they need to do is spend more money. In Kansas City, they only spent about $11,700 per pupil. You know what that got them?
$11,000. Folks, think about that for a moment. $11,700. We spend about $200 per student in our home school.
But you don't have an Olympic-sized swimming pool underwater viewing like they have in the Kansas City Mules.
No, I don't have
You don't have a 25-acre wildlife reserve. You don't have a zoo. You don't have a robotics lab.
No, they have that
in the Kansas City schools.
And failing their students. Failing their students, folks. And it turns out that the district is now running a $12 million monthly deficit. $12 million monthly deficit expects to run out of money by 2011. And here's another story. This is Wall Street Journal this morning. Illinois governor urges tax boost. He wants to raise the sales tax in Illinois 1%. What is it? I think it's already 14, 18, 28%. It's a lot. Whenever I run into Chicago and try to buy myself some Twinkies and a Coke, I wind up spending 14, 18, 20% on sales tax. He wants to boost it one more time. After all, they are going through the worst recession since the 1940s. It's time to raise taxes. So Illinois governor is working on doing the one thing it's going to take to fix the economy in Illinois. Raise taxes during the worst recession ever. Hey, great concept, but he wants to salvage the schools. Evidently, right now, they're running a $13 billion deficit, the largest deficit for any state in America right now, larger than California. They're running a $13 billion deficit, and he says within weeks, he's laying off thousands and thousands of teachers. Damn, I couldn't be feeling better. I mean, I don't know if I could think of a better story, except for the fact that he might succeed raising Illinois taxes, which would be rough.
I think your mood might be based on the news, but it also could be based on your health food diet of Twinkies and Coke. Twinkies and Coke will give you kind of a lift, too.
Yeah, it might do that. A lot of good news, folks, in the press today. And by the way, this is something I picked off the Internet just a day or two ago. Apparently, this survey was done a couple of years ago, and it's Americans' perception of the public schools, private schools, and homeschools. It turns out 42% of Americans still believe that public school education is the best form of education. Much lower percentage, by the way, if your children are right now attending the schools. So people whose children are out of the house, grown up, they're assuming that the public schools are doing really, really, really good job. But 42% of Americans still think public education is the best form of education. 31% believe private education is the best form of education. And 11% believe home education is the best form of education. And I think that is remarkable. 11% of Americans believe that home education is the very best form of education. And as it turns out, homeschoolers only make up about 2 to 3% of the population, and I think that's really significant. Moreover, 47% of Americans, 47%, and here's the clincher, 47% of Americans believe that public education is the worst form of education, and only 34% believe home education is the worst form of education, meaning that public education has a really, really bad rap in the estimation of most Americans, folks. Public education has a really bad rap, but here's the other news. They have surveyed public school administrators on their perceptions of home education, and public school administrators believe that, and this is 95% of public school administrators believe any form of education is better than homeschooling. 95%. So, you know, get them back into the public schools because, you know, they can really mess them up bad.
I think
there.
What the school administrators are saying is always look for the union label.
Yeah. Look for the union label, friends. Look for the union label, the National Education Association. I mean, if it's got the label, it's got to be good. Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the good news is that American homeschooling is growing in popularity. Here in the same survey, 50% of Republicans have friends or neighbors who homeschool their children. Only 36% of Democrats have friends at homeschool. Only 36% of
That's because only 50% of Democrats have friends.
Okay.
So, you know.
Okay, I didn't take that into consideration. The fact of the matter is the perception of homeschooling within America is really booming, doing very, very well. Thank you very much. Perception of public education, 47% of Americans believe. 47% of Americans believe that, well, any form of education is better than public schooling. It's pretty much the bottom of the barrel. If you've got to public school your children, I'm sorry for you. I'm really sorry for you. And Glenn Beck just came out, a day or two ago, and said that you got to get your kids out of the public schools or this republic will be lost. I mean, he was waxing a bit eloquent on this one. And not a lot of leaders will stand up and say that. James Dobson did a number of years ago. Of course, he was a little unpopular with his own organization, and they parted ways since then. But James Dobson was one of the few guys out there. I think D. James Kennedy came out a few times and said, get him out, get him out, get him out now. And Glenn Beck, a rather popular radio talk show host, I believe he works with Fox News.
He works for Fox News, and his audience is just a little bit larger than ours.
No. No.
No, it is. It's, okay. It's slightly larger.
Okay.
You can look at the statistics, but his audience is slightly larger than ours. Yeah. And Glenn Beck has finally come. The lights come on. He says, get your kids out.
Get them out. Get them out. Save the republic, he says. He says our educational systems are failing us. They're indoctrination systems. They're indoctrinating our kids. Our kids are being brainwashed in earth worship and social justice. What is social justice? Here's Glenn Beck. God is being eliminated from the equation entirely. Man, that's great. That's good stuff. Glenn Beck is concerned that God has been eliminated entirely from the whole whatever they're teaching in the public schools. Folks, it's a worldview, metaphysical perspective of reality that does not include God. God does not fit in as a factor. No way! God's not a factor in history. God's not a factor of science. Forget God. God is to be ignored. God is to be ignored. God is not important. God is not important. That has been worked into the fabric of children, of Christian children, conservative children, Republican children, whatever, Democrat children. They have learned that lesson very well because they've been brainwashed for 35, 40 hours every week for 18 years out of their life that somehow God is not important. God does not show up. Read the biology textbooks. Do a word search. Do a word search, friends. Glenn Beck is right. I don't know why. I guess he's got still a little bit of interest in the existence of God and the importance of God. Okay, we got one guy, a political commentator on a major news network that still is a little concerned. He thinks that maybe God exists. Maybe. And maybe God's kind of important. And do your word search. Do your word search. In your public school textbooks, do your word search. In the geography books, in the history books, the science books, you know, do a word search for the creator. Okay, creator. Providential sustainer. God. Jesus Christ. The original creator of all things. Do a word search for these things. You won't find them. Why? Because God is not important in the public schools. Hasn't been for generations. And for that reason, Dave, I'd say I could care less if the Kansas City schools are going out of business. I could care less if they're laying off thousands of teachers in Chicago and Illinois. I could care less because, you know what? God's important to me. And if there are teachers out there that will not teach the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the business of producing and preparing children with things like knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, if they eliminate God from that and do not include the fear of God in a classroom where a teacher is supposed to be teaching knowledge in the area of history or science, if the fear of God is not taught there, I'd say I'm a little ticked off that my tax money is paying for that. And I am pleased as punch that these schools are going out of business. Well, we'll be back in just a moment to talk about what's happening in England and Germany. What's happening with colleges in America? Should you send your children to public universities? They're having troubles, too. Lots of troubles. We'll be back in just a moment.
Children, it's time for your classics lesson. Let's pick up on page 214 in Plato's Republic, shall we? Our women guardians must strip for exercise. Then their character will be all the clothes they need. They must play their part in war. Wives shall be held in common by all, and children shall be held in common, and no parent should know his child, or child his parent.
Women knew it in the gymnasium? Women fighting wars? Wives held in common? No mom and dad for their kids? Why is that, Dad? Why?
Are you tired of the pagan classics? Try the other classics. The Christian classics for Christians.
Welcome back, friends, to the Generations Radio broadcast. Education, public education, failing in America. Glenn Beck, the great Fox News commentator, is saying, get your kids out. Get them out now. Save the republic. In fact, Dave, I want to play a short segment from Fox News and what he said just a day or two ago to America concerning getting your kids out of the public schools. Here's Glenn Beck.
We're going through what's been happening in our public schools, what Al Gore has been up to, even President Obama in his own website, targeting our children. Most of us are so busy, or we're just trusting, that we don't even notice. We don't even notice these things. We must get involved with our children's lives and our children's school. And you know what? If it's happening, sell a car if you have to. Get your kids out of this indoctrination, or our republic will be lost.
Dave, I think that more and more Americans are feeling the same way. I mean, we're not talking here some 0.01% segment of this population, basically like me, out there in Fox News telling everybody to get their kids out of public schools. We've been saying that off and on for the last 10 years. But now you have Glenn Beck, a really major name in America, saying get them out. You have this survey that said 47% of Americans believe public education is the worst form of education, while only 34% think homeschooling is the worst form of education. Interesting. I think we're starting to look a little bit better to the wider populace, and public schools are looking like they're failing, which they are.
Well, now that we're getting some radio commentators, some TV people agreeing with us, maybe we'll even get some pastors to start agreeing with us.
That would be nice. That would be nice. Pastors who reportedly believe in God, hopefully as much as Glenn Beck does. That would be the goal.
Well, you would think
a good goal.
A pastor says that education begins in the fear of the Lord.
Yeah.
Would say maybe an education ought to begin with the fear of the Lord.
And maybe God needs to show up from time to time. Glenn Beck was a little concerned that God's a non-issue, that God's been eliminated from the equation. I'm hoping a few pastors out there would stand up and say, you got to give your children an education in history and science and the fear of God. If you're not, you're disobeying God's word, and you need to get your kids out of this delegated form of education called public schools, where they're not professedly not doing that. Well, homeschooling still legal in America and gaining in popularity, folks. I think this is significant. God is doing something in this nation and has been since the 1980s. And what do we have? 2.5 million homeschooled students in this country, and they're coming from all around the world. Germany is now a persecuting nation. That, according to a recent court decision, providing asylum to a family that wanted to homeschool their children here in America because they were facing imprisonment in Germany for doing that. Germany is a persecuting nation defined so by a court, a federal court here in America. And I believe Germany is as bad or worse than some Muslim nations. They're persecuting families. Germany is persecuting families as some Muslim nations persecute churches. Everybody understand that? Germany is going after families as some Muslim nations go after churches and prevent them from worshiping in freedom. Well, that's what's happening in Germany. Germany is a persecuting nation, one of the very worst nations in the world, I believe, as bad or worse than some Muslim nations, as far as rights for Christians and freedoms for Christians are concerned. And so you have German families seeking asylum here in America as refugees. Well, I think Sweden is going to basically produce the same thing. Here's a story from HSLDA. It just came out, 2 days ago. And this refers to what's happening in Sweden. There's a new law which would allow home education only under extraordinary circumstances, awaiting finishing touches before it brought before the entire Swedish parliament. They're hardening their position in Sweden on home education. According to Jonas Hibbelstrand, he's the president of the Swedish Homeschoolers Association, said just 2 years ago, my family and many others received the permission of local municipal school boards to homeschool our children. The current law says that children may be educated away from school if the parents can show a viable alternative. Last year, we won our court case at trial, but the appeals court sided with the government against our homeschooling. The school year was over before the school officials could bring another case. This year, the authorities are being much more aggressive. Families are being fined. A new law would allow for the imposition of criminal sanctions. Here's Lisa Angerstig, a American MBA holding mother of four who's married to a Swede, says she's greatly concerned about the situation. The authorities have acted very aggressively against my family, she says. They have already fined us $1,400, and they are seeking to enforce that fine even as we appeal their rejection of our homeschooling plan. Well, that's what's happening in Sweden. Really, really bad things in Sweden. And England, it's not much better, thanks to the Mr. Badman report that came out about a year ago. And now they got the Children's Schools and Families Bill, which is presenting draconian controls on home education in England. And I just met with a couple of guys from England. They were out for the economics conference here in Denver last weekend. They were at my house, and we had a little chat about this. And he said, if this bill passes, they too will be refugees. They will also seek religious freedom to raise their children in the fear and nurture of the Lord, something that is almost practically impossible to do in public schools in England. And so we have a few examples of real faith where families are willing to be persecuted but probably will have to become refugees and flee from nations like England, Sweden, and Germany. Here's what the HSLDA report says about the present law in England. The freedom of home educators in the United Kingdom hangs in the balance as British parliamentarians deliberate over a potential upheaval of current home education law. The Children, Schools and Families Bill, CSF, with a lengthy clause on home education, has continued to move through the legislative process in Parliament in recent years, months. The House of Lords will now review the CSF bill beginning on March 9th, which was, a day or two ago. The British government's proposal requires all home-educated parents to apply annually for permission to homeschool from the local authority, which could be denied easily, which is happening in places like Sweden and Germany. Further, the proposed legislation would establish an intricate monitoring system for home educators and mandatory home visits and all kinds of onerous controls on families there, which means many of them, if they decide to homeschool and subject themselves to these sorts of investigations, will not only lose the right to homeschool, but probably lose their children as well. This is the concern of some of our brothers from across the sea in England. So again, Dave, I think our precious freedoms here to homeschool are significant. And of course, we are seeing the homeschool movement grow like crazy. It's the only form of education where we're seeing improvement in nationally standardized scores. Since 1999, improvement, friends. We were in the mid-80s or lower 80 percentile points on nationally standardized scores in the late 90s. We're now in the higher 80s, lower 90s on average. We are 35 to 40 percentile points above the national average in our academic subjects. We're doing very well. Thank you very much. Home education is doing great in America. It's growing, and academically, it is, I think, the brightest light in America's economic future.
Well, it is the brightest light because it's the education that's built on the fear of God, which all knowledge is built on the fear of God according to the Bible. Now, either the Bible's right or the Bible's wrong. I think the Bible's right. It's proven itself correct through the centuries. You know, one of the problems is that there's two competing religions, and the homeschool community can teach the competing religion to the government schools. In the homeschool, when we say, okay, everybody turn to Marx, we usually follow up with gospel. Now, in the public school, when they say turn to Marx, they mean Karl Marx.
Yeah.
See, there's two different Marx.
Excellent. Two different worldviews. Very good, Dave. And we think that the biblical worldview gives the very best perspective of, oh, I don't know, things like metaphysics, truth, ethics, that kind of thing. And we have a couple of stories in the news this morning on college education, and I want to touch on these because these are just as important as the previous stories. A lot of people are wondering, should we send our children to secular colleges? Is this the time to do it? And here are some stories that I think are very significant. With the breakdown of education in the K-12 schools, and with governments, state governments everywhere claiming bankruptcy, or at least being very close to bankruptcy today, we've got a story from the Wall Street Journal here from a day or two ago again called California's College Dreamers. This is the UC system, the University of California system, now charging the average student $10,000 per year. They have increased tuition to $10,300, about triple the cost in 1999. Now, when I attended the CSU systems in California back in the 1980s, Dave, I wasn't paying more than a couple hundred bucks for tuition or for fees every semester. It wasn't really that bad. It was practically free. And, of course, we have to admit at this point that government redistributing the wealth and running itself into debt is a terrible, terrible system, and we've got to wean ourselves from this thing. And my question right now is, I don't know, is this about the right time to wean ourselves from the system? If you're paying $10,000, about what you would pay at a private college to attend a public university, well, they will guarantee you an education outside of the fear of God. They will guarantee you an education where no university professor will ever, ever, ever care about whether or not you've got a character issue, you've got a pride issue, you lack in the fear of God. They don't care about faith. They don't care about character in these public schools. They could care less about you. They don't want to disciple you. They want to stuff facts in your brain, and preferably facts that aren't rooted in the fear of God. Okay, now, again, question. Is it worth it to spend $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $80,000 in 4 years educating your children in a public university? When, and here's the clincher, this is, again, a story that came out a few days ago in the Wall Street Journal. This spring's college graduate faced the toughest labor market in a quarter of a century. Employers are saying they will be hiring 22% less college graduates this year, while colleges, get this, colleges are reporting the highest projected graduation rates they have seen in the last 10 years. Okay, ask yourself, is it worth it to pay three times what you paid for a college education in 1999 and face a 25% unemployment rate and a much, much less starting salary in the upcoming couple of years? Is it really worth it, Dave? I mean, it just seems ridiculous that people are going to do this kind of thing. I would suggest plan B on this one, folks.
Kevin, let's look at the numbers. And I know this is a television radio thing, and math is hard. Most of us who are raised in the public schools know math is hard, but we're going to do a little math here. If you pay $10,000 per year over 4 years, that would be $40,000. You multiply 10,000 times four.
You've got to throw in books and everything else, too.
Well, but you're at $40,000. Just that.
Yeah.
Now, the fact that you're at school means that you're not working at a paying job. Let's say that you had a bad job. A horrible job, mopping floors at Burger King or something. You make another $10,000 a year. Now, that would be $40,000. On that $10,000 a year, you're really not paying taxes because, well, you're at that bottom level. So now you have $80,000 at the end of 4 years.
That you didn't have because
you
had gone to college.
You have $80,000 in a fictitious account for which you could buy most of a house.
Yeah.
If you wanted a starter home. Let's say, though, that you didn't have the worst job. Maybe you apprenticed with a plumber. And instead of making $40,000, now you averaged over that apprenticeship $20,000 a year, and you had $80,000 added to the $40,000. It's $120,000. You have a job, and you have most of a house paid for. Or you could do the other way. You could be $40,000 in debt plus your books, but you would have a degree and no job. Okay, one way you are having a home, at least a down payment, half of a home paid for, depending on how big of a house you think you need. You could have a job, although it's a bad job, but it might be the same job you would have if you had the degree. quite frankly. You might just end up mopping floors at Burger King with a degree in psychology. But one way, you're 80,000 up or 100,000 up and having a job. And the other way, you're $40,000, $50,000 in the hole and unemployable. Now, I know math is hard. One's a red number. The other's a black number. Which do you think is better?
Dave, a very important lesson. I think right now it's time for people to start thinking out of the box on this. I beg of you, I plead you, parents, that you would begin to think out of the box. You have a child 13, 15, 18 years old. It's time now to get out of the box. Stop wasting your money. Begin to think of other ways to prepare your children for life. I don't know. I think getting 120 books and reading those books and then take a mentorship. And it's, you spend, I don't know, $1,200. Buy your books on Amazon. Have your child read the books. Get the learning. They don't have to sit there and listen to some pagan atheist lecture ad nauseum. Go buy some books. Do what you've done in the K-12 education. Just go buy some books. Read the books. It'll cost you $1,000. If you buy them on Amazon for half the price, used, you can get it, buy it with a $600 education. Read the books. Stay at home. Read a few books. Get a mentorship. And you know what? If you just help a guy who's an excellent engineer, an excellent attorney, an excellent whatever, plumber, electrician, help the guy, work with him, tell him your kid will work for free for the next year or two, get a mentorship. And then by the time he's picked up on this sort of stuff, he's going to be making $45,000, $80,000 a year, whatever it is. Whereas the guy who never got any contacts in the marketplace, never had any mentorships, never learned how to apply anything that he learned in college in the workplace over those 4 to 5 to 6 years, your child will be way, way, way ahead. And he only spent $1,200 on the books. Okay, time to think out of the box on this one, my friends.
Now, Kevin, what I think is going to happen is these kids who are coming up and realizing there's no job for them and they've got themselves a degree and they got themselves some debt, they're going to look at the options. They're going to choose what they think is the best option for themselves, and that is grad school. More debt, more degrees, less jobs.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, a little common sense, please, in the area of education. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to interact with the show, email me directly at host@kevinswanson.com. You can also hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world at kevinswanson.com or catch up by video at thehomeschoolchannel.tv. This is Kevin Swanson, inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.